I like this first letter of St. John very much. I like his candidness in it. Not too many times in Scripture we come across a simple question. Who's the liar? Who is the liar? The one who denies that Jesus is the Christ. There are many voices that speak contrary to the truth of our faith. Many of them speak about who Jesus is, who they believe him to be, but not who he has revealed himself to be. Things that they say may even sound complimentary. He was a very wise sage. He was a great political activist, a revolutionary, a whatever title is hip and cool these days that they could slap on Jesus in order for him to be like them. But we don't believe any of that about him. We believe that he is the Son of God. The incarnate Word, the Word that was and has always been, that has been made flesh and has dwelt among us. He is truth. He is light. He is life. And John reminds us that it's the anointing that is upon us that teaches us these things. You could say, what is he referring to? But the proper question is, who is he referring to? He's referring to the Holy Spirit. You have been anointed with the Holy Spirit. It is this anointing that is upon you that teaches you these things. John says, we don't have any need to teach you these things because you have already received the anointing. The anointing teaches you these things to be true. The Holy Spirit teaches you that they are true. And to abide in that truth, to remain in that truth, is to have life. We don't come to this truth by our reason, by our rationality, by our ability. It is revealed to us, and we come to believe that the one who has revealed it is worthy. He is truthful. He is believable. So many challenges, even just in our simple living of life, in our experience of life, that try to speak against Jesus being who he is. If Jesus is not who he is, then everything we're doing is a waste of your freaking time. Do you understand that? I can't say it any more bluntly, or I slip into having to go to confession myself. This is all a waste of your time if he is not who he is. And if he is who he says he is, then we are the most blessed of all people. But seemingly we don't operate in either of these extremes. Of the complete denial of Jesus or the complete acceptance of who he is. Somehow we seem to operate somewhere in the middle all the time. In this gray zone all of the time. But that is not for us. It's what the world wants. To take away from us the truth of who Jesus is. We have no other hope but in him, my brothers and sisters. We will not be put to shame. at his coming. It's interesting, the debate. I'm going to go into a whole other homily. I don't have time for that. But just how clearly John expresses himself and who he is in order to be able to point to the one who's coming after him. His life was very simple, John's. His whole identity was connected to him pointing to the one who would come. He was not the word, but the voice of one crying out. Do we want to receive our identity from the Lord? Do we risk being depleted or deprived or limited in some way if we let the Lord define us? The way that the world thinks about it, yes. They would be scandalized that any thinking Westerner would ever allow themselves to be defined by another. But in revealing to us who we truly are in him, we are actually set free. The problem with defining ourselves is that there is no hope there. There is no salvation there. There is no redemption there. There is just ambiguity, doubt, and fear. Not be afraid to know yourself through his eyes. You will not be disappointed. Amen.